Welcome to the centennial edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, first broadcast on Sunday the 4th of June 2023. Your reader on VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On Sunday, this broadcast is transmitted on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. It's also relayed on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3670 by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf. On 7140 by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 14130, Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 28525, Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. And on UHFCB Channel 15 by Mark, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and on VK7RHT in southern VK7. VK7 Centenary Month. Centennial welcome. In 1923, the Wireless Institute of Australia, Tasmanian Division, was incorporated, and this month we are celebrating this significant event with a bunch of activities. For the month, we will be operating a special call sign, VK7WIA. Listen out, and there is a special award for contacting VK7WIA during the month. If you would like to operate VK7WIA, then there is a story all about how to after this item. There will be a special QSL card and award certificate for contacting VK7WIA during June. AR magazine for May-June will have a focus on VK7 history with a great article by Richard VK7 Romeo Oscar on over a century of VK7 radio history. There will be a number of historical articles locked in over the rest of 2023 AR magazines. The WIA National News broadcast on the 18th of June will be coming from the centennial state of VK7. Open days held around the state, amateur radio historic and working displays open to the public. South, Saturday, June the 10th. That's next weekend. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated on the Queen's Domain Clubrooms in Hobart. Contact Rod Finlayson, VK7 Tango Romeo Foxtrot. His contact details are roja3kel@yahoo.com.au. In the north, Saturday, June the 17th, Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated at the Scout Hall in Archer Street in Rochalie, Launceston. The contact there is Peter Dowd, VK7 Papa Delta, and that's pddowd@bigpond.com. In the northwest, Saturday, June the 24th, the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, the Scout Hall, Alexandra Road in Ulverston, and the contact there is Eric van der Newt, VK7 Echo Victor, and his email address, ericvdneut1, all one word, @bigpond.com. As a lasting legacy of our centenary, we are standing up a web-based, publicly accessible historic repository. If you want to become involved, then please contact your regional person and have a chat with them. Email contact details above. Take a look at the website and Facebook events for more details. And that's 73 is from the VK7 Centenary Committee. RAOTC, June broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 5th of June 2023 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The broadcast begins with club news, including a call for volunteers to assist with the broadcasts and newsletter. Two new broadcast presenters are introduced, Natasha and William. The first news article begins with the question, was Guy Gibson killed by friendly fire? Wing Commander Guy Gibson, of Dambusters fame, is a World War II hero. The cause of his death on a subsequent mission has long been a mystery. A recent tape-recorded confession appears to end the mystery, or does it? The second item deals with the Eiffel Tower, the famous Parisian landmark that was built by Gustave Eiffel in 1887 to 1889, where it was the centrepiece of the World's Fair conducted at that time. It was originally planned that the tower would be dismantled after 20 years, but it soon became used as a support for long-wave radio aerials and then later broadcast radio and TV antennae, which it still is to this day. During its history, famous radio pioneers, including Lee DeForest, conducted experiments on the tower. Listen at 8 p.m. on Monday, local time, over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT, statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7 Alpha X-Ray, Spectrum Tasmania, via the BATC member stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 megs DATV. Audio feed is available on the VK7RDR, 439.775 on the Dazzler range. The date again is June the 5th. Callbacks will follow on both networks, and please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. WIA VK7 Centenary. Celebrate our centenary. Use VK7 WIA. To celebrate the centenary of organised amateur radio in Tasmania, you can apply to use the special call sign VK7 WIA during June. A specified 3-day period will be allocated to you. You better hurry, as slots are filling fast and the call sign will be operating at each of the open days. A VK7 call sign is required and you must be operating from within Tasmania. You don't have to be a member of the WIA, and digital and CW mode operation is encouraged. You must update the online logbook with your contacts. This will enable the Centenary Committee to upload the contacts into LOTW and send special QSL cards, and UTC times and dates must be used. To book your time slot, email Reg at vk7kk@wia.org.au with the following information. Request the 3-day period you are interested in, giving a first and second choice. Specify the bands and modes that you most probably will use. Indicate the call sign and address of your station. There are a few restrictions relating to the use of this call sign, in that you may not participate in any contest or apply for any award or engage in fox hunts or the like under this call sign. Any inquiries, please give Reg Emmett a call on phone 0417 391 607, and that's 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as of the 26th of May is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. If you have obtained a new call sign in recent times, then please email Herman with the details. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another quiet net night that saw the following participants: VK7's PD, ZGK, ZAB, KT, ZBX, ZSB and PAK, all sharing 22 photos via the North-South link. There were various subjects like a POTA activation of VKFF 3382. An edible transceiver in the form of a birthday cake decorated as a very lifelike ICOM rig. This week's transport theme covered an aircraft training simulator, train, prime movers, Holden HR sedan, HQ Sandman, American classic vintage Elvis, and a Land Cruiser in the outback. A reminder for the upcoming winter VHF UHF field day, street art, and a sunset. A reminder to check that your FSK ID in the transmit and receive setup is enabled to allow the software to automatically recognise call signs. Note that Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both south and north in Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo. News from the Northwest. VK7RTV, tone added. Amateurs using the 2-meter voice repeater VK7RTV located at Stowport, please note that this repeater now employs CTCSS tone of 91.5 Hz for input and output. Users will now need to switch on a tone of 91.5 to access this repeater. This has been implemented to remove interference from the repeater and also to allow more efficient linking to the All-Star repeater network. And that's 73 from Tony VK7 Alpha X-Ray and Jim VK7 Juliet Hotel. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And now news from the north, and so to WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. Despite the extremely inclement weather, we received a wrist visitor from the south in the form of Stephen, VK7 Sierra Mike Echo. He was in the north for work-related activities, staying with his father at Beaconsfield, and decided to visit our club rooms for the tech night to see what we got up to. Much discussion ensued, covering a diverse range of topics, from radios to Tasmanian traffic regulations. Hopefully we will see him a couple of more times before returning south. A quick update on Peter VK7KPC's latest built-from-scratch project. This is his Pixie transceiver, mentioned last month, a 300-milliwatt QRP transceiver designed by W1FB, now Silent Key. The primary design difference is that there is no onboard crystal, but a DB9 socket that accepts a suitable plug containing the crystal. This makes changing the operational frequency as easy as changing a plug. The original printed circuit board has now found a home mounted on a nice timber backing board. This provided extra space for the addition of an external variable capacitor incorporating a reduction drive, and the Anderson DC connectors are now securely mounted. Peter has used a section of a 0.1 pitch Vero board to construct a socketed docking board to accept two commercial-sized plug-in filters. This allows for full breakout of the filter board connections while allowing them to be easily unplugged and swapped over depending on the band in use. Nice and easy, like the crystal plug swap. This subboard also includes SMA connectors for easy RF patching, which makes things very simple to insert something like a vector network analyzer or VNA when conducting filter alignments. The filter boards are used in pairs, one bandpass for receive and the other low pass for transmit. These filters can be manually switched in or out as required or physically changed between 80 or 40 meter bands. Peter demonstrated the frequency response curves of the filters he has set up with the aid of his VNA. He also showed off his WM2 kit built wattmeter, which is ideal for QRP and features three ranges of up to 100 milliwatts, 1 watt and 10 watt respectively. Peter's little rig was outputting just over 400 milliwatts when tested. The other Peter attending was VK7PD, who brought in his just-received latest edition of Dubus, the international amateur radio magazine intended for the serious VHF and above operator. Published in Germany, it is fully bilingual, English/German. There are 4 issues a year, published quarterly, and available every 3 months. Sorry about that, Chief. Apologises to Maxwell Smart, but I couldn't resist. Of particular interest in this edition were 3 articles. A transverter interface for multiband IF radios like the IC705, FT817, 818, and Elcraft K23 by Goran Popovich, Alpha Delta 6 India Whiskey. A binary phase modulated transmitter for the 30 terahertz infrared band by Barry Chambers, Golf 8 Alpha, Golf November, and of course oral openings on that's auroral openings on 2 meters with Q65 15 Charlie by our very own Rex Moncur, VK7MO. As reading this time was a premium on the night, I hope Peter will bring the edition back in after he has had a chance to read it, so we can all also finish off a couple of articles. In between deluges of rain, Stuart VK7 Foxtrot Echo Alpha Tango managed to retrieve his latest project from his vehicle. He's been working on an engineering solution for a squid pole antenna mount for his four-wheel drive. This version relies on using the standard 50mm square section Heyman Reese Cobar receptacle. The horizontal bar fits snugly into the receptacle and is pinned. The vertical socket arm has movement from horizontal to the vertical position using an over-center hinged locking action. It has a very solid design with a smooth action and should have no trouble supporting his squid pole. Can't wait to see the finished product, Stuart. Bernie, VK7 Bravo Romeo, was back to basics. He was reverse engineering the circuit board of a 240-volt AC switching power supply and multi-LED light combination. With the aid of a multimeter, the circuit diagram of the part under scrutiny soon appeared on paper, and with the ability to test and illuminate some of the lead strings. What better way to spend an absolutely drenching night? Equipment pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And now back to the housekeeping. Upcoming events. The TASNET and TechNET sessions, Wednesday the 7th of June, TASNET/CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and TechNET on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30. Your host for the evening will be Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club General Meeting, Saturday the 10th of June at 2 p.m. held at the NTARC Club Room, Rochely Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochely. If you have items you would like added to the agenda, then please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net no later than Friday the 9th of June. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, available for a donation. The club technical night, the next session will be on Wednesday the 14th of June and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m, running through until about 10:30 p.m. at the club room, Archer Street in Rochelle. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. That's 73s from Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary of NTARC. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now moving down the state and news from the South and the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, or REAST. the June Centennial Presentation Weather Satellite Image Reception. We thank Tony, VK7 X-Ray Tango Charlie, who has agreed to give us a presentation and maybe a demonstration of his weather satellite receiving station. Tony's been posting some impressive single and composite pass weather satellite pictures, and Tony will be showing the equipment and software he uses to create these fantastic pictures. This should be a great centenary month presentation night from 7:30 p.m. this Wednesday, the 7th of June, 2023. See you there, says with 73s from the REAST committee. Sudden VK7 Centennial Lunch. Following much discussion and research, we have booked the Shoreline Hotel for our centenary lunch. Now waiting on confirmation, but please note in your diaries, it all happens on Saturday, July the 22nd from noon. The menu is a la carte, and therefore the cost depends on your selection. The location is the Shoreline Hotel, 10 Shoreline Drive, Howrah. There are only 60 places available, and there are already 20 bookings. So please RSVP to Mike Jenner, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo, as soon as possible. And his or my email address is Jenner, J-E-N-N-E-R, .Michael@gmail.com. So we can ascertain numbers. The invitation is open to all VK7 amateurs and partners. We look forward to seeing you there, and that's 73s again from the VK7 Centenary Committee. Sudden VK7 Centenary Open Day. The Sudden Centenary Open Day happens on June the 10th, that's next weekend, from around 10 a.m. up at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. There'll be amateur radio displays and demonstrations, and we are working on including historical display, amateur radio training display, ALARA, SOTA, WWFF, POTA, Morse code, slow scan television, ham radio DX channel, optical communications, VK7OTC/VK7WIA station HF and digital modes, DMR/D-Star demonstration, DATV studio, the Tas Maritime Radio Museum and operations room, 5.7 gigahertz ATV transceivers, Weissen Communications, Internet DMR Echolink Radio, ADS-B flight tracking, Earth Moon Bounce, and more. We are currently working on arrangements for the day and are hoping for good weather. There will, of course, be a sausage sizzle on the day. If you can help on the day, then please contact Rod, VK7 Tango Romeo Foxtrot, who is coordinator of the day. Rod can be contacted at roja3kel@yahoo.com.au. DATV Experimenters Night. Our DATV Experimenters Night over the month of June will be a little different as we get the new DATV studio up and going. Whilst we are getting the studio working, we are encouraging members to bring along and share projects that they are currently designing, building, fixing or upgrading, and they do not have to be amateur radio related. A huge thank you to Damien, VK7 Sierra Delta, and Sean, VK7 Foxtrot Alpha Zulu Echo, who have been helping out. We are moving to a studio that uses hybrid SDI composite technology along with a new video and audio mixer and enhanced usage of Open Broadcaster Studio. We look forward to seeing you at the club rooms on Wednesday the 14th of June from around 6:30 p.m. And that's 73s from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. July Presentation Night, Dayton Hamvention Experiences. We thank Hayden, VK7 Hotel/Kilo Delta 9 Sierra Bravo, who will be giving us a presentation on his experiences at the recent Dayton Hamvention in the U.S. Hayden was lucky enough to head to the U.S., tour around, and catch up with many of his YouTuber ham radio buddies and attend the Dayton Hamvention. This should be a fantastic presentation. It happens on Wednesday the 5th of July, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and that's 73 is from the REAST committee. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. regular gatherings. The Sewing Circle Net daily on 3640 commences at 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Summer Time. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF/VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438 days for 5.5, 7 megs negative offset. And in the South, VK7RAF 146 650 with a minus 600 kilohertz offset. The CTSS tone of 141.3 is used to link RAF North and South. The statewide microwave USO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 megs FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 until 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe on Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays, coffee mornings, NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. until noon. NTARC Wednesday, the 14th of June, club technical night from 7:30 till 10:30 in the club rooms at Archer Street in Rochalie. NTARC Wednesday, the 7th of June, Testnet and Technet. Testnet CW course 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and a Technet on 3567 from 7:30 till about 8:30. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 upper sideband. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet on the Queen's Domain Club Room from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Northwest SSTV Nights 26th of June 2023 hosted by Eric VK7 Echo Victor from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the 4th Monday in the month. Events. VK7, June 2023, the VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. Reist, June the 7th, Weather Satellite Reception with Tony VK7 XTC. Reist, June the 10th, Centenary Open Day from 10 a.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, June the 10th, Club General Meeting from 2 p.m. at NTARC Club Rooms in Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street in Rochalie. NTARC, June the 14th, at 7:30 p.m. running through till about 10:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms in Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC, June 17th, Centenary Open Day Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. NWTARC, June 24, Centenary Open Day, Scout Hall, Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist on July 5th, Dayton Hamfest Experience with Hayden, VK7HH from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Reist, July 22, Southern VK7 Centenary Lunch, Shoreline Hotel from 12 noon. Alara, November 2023, Alara Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, your newsreader, VK7ZIR, repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Club, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray and VK7 Delta Charlie. On 160 VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 VK7 Tango Papa Echo, 40 metres VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 20 metres VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 10 metres VK7 Delta Golf. On UHFCB 15, VK7 FMAC, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 91C, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT in the south. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com, and further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Please note, given the number of potential statewide callbacks, we will be taking and acknowledging call signs only. Once the callbacks are over, there will be plenty of time to chat statewide about other matters. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the Centenary VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s, and stay safe from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.